way to make that happen without having a commission. Staff.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee, you have before you a packet that includes the a copy of the -A6 amendments to Senate Bill 904, a memo from Robin Lamont outlining the recommendations of LFO, and also the fiscal impact statement. This bill, because it does have changes in limitations and general fund, we'll have a budget report when you see it at the full Ways and Means Committee. My understanding is that the A6 amendments abolish the Oregon Dispute Resolution Commission and transfer the functions of the commission to the Marco Hatfield School of Government and the University of Oregon School of Law. The amendments also direct the Department of Revenue to distribute balances available for county programs estimated at $722,836 from prior biennia to the Department of Higher Education, distribute $125,000 to the Department of Higher Education on behalf of the University of Oregon School of Law for payment of administrative costs and other expenses of the school and carrying out the responsibilities of the school under ORS 336.100 to 36.238, distribute $125,000 to the Department of Higher Education on behalf of the Marco Hatfield School of Government for payment of administrative costs and other expenses of the school and carrying out the responsibilities of the school under ORS 183.502, and distribute $800,000 to the district department for the purposes of providing mediation and arbitration services to the courts of the state. The amendments also authorize the Department of Administrative Services to pay the obligations of closing out the Department of Dispute Resolution Commission. I believe that would include unemployment costs. Establish expenditure limitation for the Department of Higher Education, the Department of Administrative Services, and the Oregon Judicial Department, and sunsets provisions related to the distribution of monies and the responsibilities of the Department of Higher Education on January 2 of 2006 for review of the availability of revenues, the operating costs, and the distribution of funds and program responsibilities. You also have, you'll see that during the, at the bottom of the memo, the recommendations include inserting a conceptual amendment that would disappropriate $800,000 from the Judicial Department budget and would transfer that money to the general fund.
Thank you. I think there's a great summary on page 2 of the fiscal analysis. It says comments. It really lines out in English, you know, what we're trying to do here. I appreciate everyone's patience in trying to work with this whole dispute resolution function. I'm a strong supporter of it because, frankly, I think it saves us a lot of lawyers' fees and antagonism. This has always been a great way to solve problems and wish we had more of it. We've had a lot of problems in getting various members and individuals on board. This is a solution that has come forward from the policy committees. My understanding is both the House and the Senate policy committees endorse the Senate Bill 904 type of approach. We've tried to, in Ways and Means, fit their concept into the budget realities we deal with, which is that we don't have a lot of money to give to the prospective colleges to implement this, and we're trying to encourage them. Certainly there's an opportunity to go to the agencies later on or e-board. I encourage them to talk to us. That would be fine. But we are trying to find some general fund. That's why the Dispute Resolution Commission, along with many other very excellent commissions, were slated for suspension during this tough 2 years facing us now. And that's where that $800,000 from the Judicial Department actually is to go to the general fund. The commission has been funded by the surcharge, and actually that became general fund, and so we get to use a little of the general fund to balance our state budget. But we are trying to preserve the county programs, and so the money will go through, I think it's the University of Oregon that will have the jurisdiction over making sure that the counties get their money and that there's some coordination and some feedback onto how well those monies are used. So if there's questions, if not, entertain a motion to adopt the conceptual A6 amendments.
I move.
Thank you. Senator Harper moves that we adopt the A6 amendments in the memo dated August 22, 2003 on Senate Bill 904 A6. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We need to adopt the A6 amendments as conceptually amended.
I move.
Thank you. Senator Harper moves we adopt the A6 amendments as conceptually amended. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And we need to move it.
I move.
Thank you. Very good. We're agreeable sorts. See, people think we're having controversy here. We just love to agree with one another. Senate Bill 904 has been moved as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none? So ordered. We are adjourned.
Thank you.